No. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this meeting was published in the Hunterdon Review on December 19, 2018. The agenda has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to the Hunterdon County Review, the Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would everyone please stand to salute the flag and for a moment of silence in honor of our servicemen and women.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Assemblyman DeMeo, will you now kindly administer the oath of office to Mike Schmidt?
I could do it. Want me to do it? I mean, if you wanted to, it's up to you. Yeah, I'll do it.
Mike, just make sure there's the committee men.
Oh, yeah, I'll do it. I, Mike Schmidt, do solemnly swear.
I, Mike Schmidt, do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
In this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially and justly.
Impartially and justly.
Perform all the duties of township committeeman.
Perform all the duties of township committeeman.
In the township of Lebanon.
In the township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
May I have a nomination for the 2019 Lebanon Township Mayor?
I'd like to nominate Mike Schmidt for Mayor for 2019 for Lebanon Township.
Second?
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much.
Assemblyman DeMeo, would you do the honor of administering the oath of office?
Okay, now we can. Correct. I'm Mike Schmidt, do solemnly swear. That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance
to the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established.
To the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state. State.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially and justly.
Impartially and justly.
Perform all the duties of the mayor.
Perform all the duties of the mayor.
In the township of Lebanon.
In the township of Lebanon, county of Hunterdon. County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations on your re-election.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. So are you.
So, thank you very much. With that, continuing with the business, is there a nomination for the position of deputy mayor for 2019?
I'd like to nominate Mark Wall for deputy mayor.
Second.
And roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And would Assemblyman DeMaio please administer the oath to Mark Wall?
I keep staring at you.
Left hand. Left hand. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Mark Law, do solemnly swear.
I, Mark Law, do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially and justly.
Impartially and justly.
Perform all the duties of the deputy mayor.
Perform all the duties of the deputy mayor.
In the township of Lebanon.
In the township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability. So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you.
And with that, it is our great pleasure to have Assemblyman John DeMaio with us tonight. He's one of the two representatives from District 23 in the State Assembly, New Jersey State Assembly. He has specific responsibility as a member of the Budget Committee. And so, if you'd like to make a few remarks, I think we'd be very interested in your thoughts on the new year.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm going to go over here so I'm not putting my back to anyone. First of all, I'd just like to say that there's no finer group of people than the people who run any small town or township like this. You may not know me, but you certainly know who the mayor and township committee people are. And they are on the front lines. They run the most efficient government at any other level. I was lucky enough to serve in my hometown in Hackettstown for 20 years in local government as a councilman for 11, mayor for 9. So I understand what you go through, but we've made it more difficult for you guys now with the cap laws that are in place of the cap laws we had back then. But I can certainly appreciate the work you do and how important it is. If only the state of New Jersey could learn something from a governing body like this with regard to budgeting, borrowing, and the lot. Normally this time of year, at the beginning of the year, it's kind of a renewal for all of us, a time that we can be optimistic about the future. But when I return to Trenton in a couple of weeks, in another month, we'll hear from the governor about his budget plan, and my fear is what tax are they going to want to raise next, and whose tax is going to be raised eventually. I just don't like what I'm seeing. And when we look at the budget, I am the budget officer. I'm the ranking Republican now on the budget committee in Trenton, so it's my responsibility to kind of be the number one voice in the assembly to call them out when they're adding new programs and we can't afford to pay for the things we should be paying for. This cycle, we added two major expenses to the budget, free pre-K and free community college. Now, it sounds great to have free things, but we don't properly fund education. and that's dumped on the property taxpayers. So until we can get our house in order, we should not be adding more cost to the budget. I can only hope that they have an epiphany in the majority and find a way to bring spending in line, cut things out that we don't need, and refocus our efforts on things that we really should be doing in government, taking care of public safety, education, transportation, the basic needs of people, and the truly poor. Nobody wants to see anyone in this country not, you know, have a hand up if they're having a problem or if they're not well or for whatever reason. But we're in such a dead issue, and it would take one hiccup in the economy, because they have pretty rosy revenue projections based on current funding tax structure. If we have one slowdown in the economy and the corporate business tax takes a dive or the income tax takes a dive, then we're going to have to make some real hard choices. Or they'll want to talk about raising another tax or raising rates. So I'm hopeful that we can go forward and be smart about things, get some more money in reserves, pay down some debt, and not borrow as much. And we'll keep bringing that message to Trenton. And you and I may have had the discussion about the gross receipts tax.
The energy receipts.
They took the energy receipts tax. They've taken, it used to be a pass-through in the budget. It used to just be money collected and paid back out to municipalities. Now they put that in the general fund, and they're funding the reimbursements to the community out of the property tax relief fund, which really should go into education. So that's a dangerous step, because if they don't pay you the money you're due, then that's going to put more pressure on your local property taxes. So there's mistakes that are being made. I argued against that last year. I lost the battle, because they have like 9 members on the committee, and we have 4. Or they have 11. It's just we don't win out the battles, but we certainly can have our voices heard in the process. So I wish you the best with the coming year, and obviously if Senator Daugherty, Assemblyman Peterson, or myself can be of help to Lebanon Township, we will be here for you as needed. And Happy New Year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There are a few seats in the middle if you want to work your way in. So, this is the time of the year where the mayor gets to make a few remarks, and so I've prepared a few remarks of topics that I think are important. First, Happy New Year to everyone, and I'd like to thank the committee for the honor again of selecting me to be mayor for 2019. And of course, thank you to Assemblyman DeMaio for joining our reorganization meeting, doing us the honor of administering the oaths. Before going into a few specifics, I thought this year I just wanted to give an overview of what I see the biggest challenge for the committee is. I think the governance job of the committee is to balance what I would call the live and let live attitude, where historically Lebanon Township residents sort of minded their own business, kept out of other people's business. But we need to balance the need to protect residents from abuse by neighbors. And I don't mean physical abuse, for our police take care of that, but noise and lighting, visual issues, and the like. I'm starting my 4th year on the committee, which makes me the 2nd newest member of the committee of 5 that are up here. Each year, in my experience, the committee grapples at one point or another with whether we should have a noise ordinance or whether we should have a property maintenance ordinance or other rules that restrict people's behavior. So far, we've solved those issues with mediation. I say solve it because usually neither party is fully happy, but we reach some sort of accommodation. I wanted to mention this topic since the committee represents the residents, and I wanted to let you know that the committee is very aware of these issues. We debate these issues. I think I speak for all of us when I say that we want to do the right thing on these topics. Lebanon Township has a character that we do not want to disrupt, but we also know our job is to protect both sides of people's rights, both freedom and protection. I don't have an answer on this topic tonight, but I just wanted to let you know that this discussion is likely to continue again in the new year. So with that, looking back on a couple of things in 2018, some accomplishments that I think we had and accomplishments that we still need to address going forward. The first is I wanted to make sure everybody was aware, we significantly added to our open space preservation with 244 acres connecting the Teetertown and Point Mountain Preserves. Those are in the northern part of the township, the so-called Pelio property. The project was actually started about 9 years ago, but last year we were able to get some grants and engage partners and agree on a price with the sellers to finally get that property preserved. For those who didn't follow it, only about $50,000 of the township's open space funds were used as part of the $2 million purchase. The balance came from Hunterdon County, Green Acres grants, as well as funding coordinated by the New Jersey Conservation Foundation and Hunterdon Land Trust. Rather than have the township own and bear the cost of managing the property, we transferred it to the county so that their rangers and managers will maintain the property. But we get the benefit of our residents having the recreation and the open vistas provided by that preservation. So we think that's a good model for how we like to move forward. Another highlight, we've hired police officers for Voorhees High School and Woodglen and Valley View schools. These are so-called special law enforcement officers, Class 3. You probably occasionally hear in the news the idea of having retired police officers act as armed officers in the school. This is exactly what we now have. These officers report to our chief of police, Jack Gale, but the costs are covered by shared service agreements with the schools. For our local schools, this is mostly a cost allocation issue, but for the high school, it means the cost is fairly spread across all the sending districts. In what I'll call the work-in-process category, during 2018, we've made an attempt at a social media portal. This is a very tricky topic as we continue to learn for a municipal government to balance the First Amendment rights of people while not creating a platform for offensive or abusive speech. Early in the year, it seemed Facebook allowed a municipal profile that enabled outgoing communication without allowing uncontrolled comments. However, a few weeks after we launched a Facebook page, it seemed Facebook discontinued this profile. So we're back to the drawing board. Mark Lowell is leading this initiative, and we'll see what's possible in 2019. Again, it's a need we see. We just struggle with how to do it in the right way. Now turning to a summary of our financial situation. For 2018, we did not add any debt. We didn't use accounting treatments like the deferred school tax recognition, so we have really succeeded in getting to a pay-as-we-go status in our budgeting. However, as mentioned a little bit by Assemblyman DeMaio, the state collects energy receipt taxes for the township, and it has held those revenues flat, the amount it returns back to us. Those have been flat for quite a few years now after a reduction a number of years ago. These now account for about 40% of the township's revenues. When I was first elected to the committee, the tax receipts were close to 50% of revenues. So by holding flat with other expenses increasing, it puts a lot of pressure on how our budget operates. For 2018, we again held spending to just a few percent increase, but because of this flat state revenue, it means that the municipal tax revenues increased by about 8%. The good news is that this increase was lower than it's been in several years, and I believe we can further reduce this rate of increase when the committee sets our budget during the March time period. Keep in mind that the municipal tax is only about one-eighth of a total property tax bill, with the local and high schools representing the biggest part of taxes, along with the county, library, and open space taxes, which is outside the scope of this committee. Salaries are the biggest item in our municipal budget, and I must report that the township has, again, not reached a new contract with the union representing our administrative and Department of Public Works employees. The last contract expired at the end of 2014, and while we had a series of negotiating sessions in 2018, we've not succeeded in reaching an agreement. I would also note for everyone's information that our police union contract just expired at the end of 2018. We've started those negotiations for a new contract. For both of these contracts, the committee's goal is to be fair to both the employees and to the township's taxpayers. One of the biggest projects for 2019, which will touch every property owner in the township, is that the county has mandated a revaluation of every property in Lebanon Township during 2019. This was last done more than a decade ago, and our assessed values are estimated to only be about 81% of the actual market values. The big issue with this passage of time is that neighboring properties may be unfairly valued. One might be well below market value. One may be less below market value. So the revaluation is meant to true that all up and provide fairness. We will be putting considerable education in effort into public education for the revaluation. We'll be hiring an outside firm to inspect and appraise every property in the township. We know that no one likes the fact that somebody is going to come to everyone's house and request going in. You'll be educated as time goes by. You can refuse entry. That will have potential negative impacts on the valuation that is applied to the person's property. But we definitely want to do this in the most professional manner possible. Let me start the education right here by making it clear that a revaluation does not mean that everyone's taxes will increase. Taxes are set by the revenues that are required to run the township. That amount is spread across the value of all the properties in the township. So what the revaluation really does is to try to be as fair as possible in getting accurate values for a property. Some properties will be revised to a higher relative value, and they will see higher taxes. Some will be revised to a slightly lower relative value, and they will see their taxes go down. There is a great body of academic research about whether taxing property is a fair system, but the township can't fight the system that's dictated by the state. Our goal, as I said, is to be as fair and professional as possible. While I'm on the subject of tax assessing, you may know that we hired a new tax assessor in the month of December. Lebanon Township only needs a part-time tax assessor to accomplish the function. As we've evaluated our needs, we've been able to reduce the cost of our assessor by more than 45% over the past 2 years. In order to do this, we've needed to be flexible in the hours our new assessor is available to the public. We're experimenting a little, and to start the new year, our public hours will be the first and third Wednesday evening of the month from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., and our assessor is actually in her office as we speak. These are the hours when a resident can come in without an appointment, see our tax assessor. However, there will be other times available for meetings by appointment, and we believe many questions can be handled by email and telephone. If we find more public hours are needed, the committee will work to find a way to increase that access. But right now, we think it's a good compromise and hopefully meets the needs of the residents. I'd like to spend a moment on another challenge facing the township, and this challenge faces most of the small municipalities in the state, which is the challenge of maintaining a volunteer fire department. Several years ago, the situation for emergency medical services, otherwise known as ambulance services, changed so that insurance pays for most of the transport costs. This has allowed paid services to be cost-free to the taxpayers, and Lebanon Township has transitioned so that most of our coverage is now paid service managed by our volunteer fire department, with some hours still purely volunteer. However, fire response is challenged by the demographic shift of fewer people working locally, fewer young people graduating, staying in the township. Last year, our fire department asked the township for a budget to pay 2 full-time firefighters. Instead of acting on that request, we asked the fire department volunteers to do their best while we work together to evaluate alternatives. You may be aware there's been talk for the past few years about a county-led regional fire response, but our freeholders haven't taken any action on moving that forward. Needless to say, this challenge is not going to go away, and we're evaluating along with the fire department how to ensure the public safety at the most reasonable cost. I want to note that Rob Peck has taken over as fire chief for 2019 after several years as deputy chief, and we cannot thank our volunteer fire department enough for the work they do. Speaking of volunteers, I want to acknowledge and thank the many volunteers whose efforts not only stretch our tax dollars, but build the sense of community so integral to the Lebanon Township. Later in this meeting, you'll hear many of the names as we reappoint them to the various boards, commissions, and committees, but there are many additional people involved that will not be mentioned. On behalf of Lebanon Township, I'd like to thank all of those who volunteer to serve the community, many of whom have been volunteering for decades. I just want to remind everyone that you're all invited to a reception following this meeting at the Onorosa Restaurant to get to know your committee and some of the staff and volunteers in a more informal setting. But before I go on to the business of reorganizing the township, I wanted to offer the other committee members an opportunity to make any remarks, either highlighting topics from last year or initiatives for 2019, unless I've stolen everyone's comments. I'll start with...
I only have this much to read. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. May Jesus continue to bless Lebanon Township, as we should magnify no other name. And I'm sure there's a lot of hungry people here, so let's break bread together. Good food, good meat, let's eat. That's all I have.
Mike covered pretty much all the topics, so just thank everybody for, you know, coming out tonight. It's great to see a lot of people show up and come out. I look forward to another year. This will be my fifth year, and I hope there'll be more. So thank you.
Yeah. And I just wanted to reiterate, too, it's an honor and a privilege to serve the residents of Lebanon Township, and I thank the constituents for putting their faith in me. And after 2 years in office, I'm still energized, excited to work on the people's business. And I wanted to thank my fellow committee members who all work tirelessly for the betterment of Lebanon Township, and our talents are diverse, and together we complete a package that's capable of achieving great things. And our discussions can be spirited at times, but our greatest conflicts are not between right and wrong. They are between right and right, since there can be multiple correct paths forward to achieving successful outcomes. And then with that, I just want to thank the employees, as they are the backbone of the township, the volunteers, as they are the heartbeat of the township, the hired professionals, as well as the county and state employees, as they are the guiding lights that provide the insights and expertise to keep us on the right track in all we do. And in closing, my wishes for a happy and healthy new year, and blessings for Lebanon Township.
Well, my comments are the same. I couldn't agree more with Lebanon Township to have a healthy new year, and I appreciate John DeMeo coming here and offering his services for Lebanon Township. I enjoyed what he had to say, and I like the fact that we can rely or at least call to our assemblyman and our senator for help when Lebanon Township needs it. That's a big help for us, I think, going forward. And I would like to thank this committee and work with this committee, looking forward to it for 2019. Thank you.
Thank you very much for everyone. Now we'll get on to our business, and we've got about 23 resolutions to go through. So I will... The full text of these resolutions will be posted in the minutes and posted on the website, so I'll just give a few highlights of each as we go through, and I'll consolidate the voting into multiple blocks. But if any member of the committee wants to call out any particular topic for discussion, feel free. So the first, resolution number 1, 2019, resolution authorizing the award of a non-fair and open contract to Lebanon Township. These are for township professionals where the value of the services will likely exceed $17,500. The anticipated term of each contract is 1 year. These cover our attorney, Matthew Lyons of Gebhardt & Kiefer. He is hereby appointed Lebanon Township Municipal Attorney for the year 2019. As the committee might have noticed in their packet, last year was the first year that we went on a retainer basis with our law firm. Prior to that, it was always an hourly bill for service. Gebhardt & Kiefer is not changing their hourly rate. They're keeping that flat. But we are increasing the cost of the retainer from $22,000 to $25,000. We anticipated last year that this would be a little bit of a learning experience, and I think we found that our attorney is more than willing to spend extra time on the various issues that come up. It required a little bit of additional compensation, and we're also restructuring so that, like many of the other professionals in the township, on meeting nights, if meetings go longer than 2 hours, he'll bill per hour after those hours. Those would be considered complex. Gets a little easier from here. The next contract is with Stephen Reese of Bear Reese Engineering. He's holding his fees flat with the prior year. Matt Bonamanchera of Groendike Associate is hereby appointed the Lebanon Township Insurance Agent for 2019. And James Kyle is hereby appointed the Lebanon Township Professional Planner for 2019. I believe we've not received his paperwork, so this appointment will be contingent on getting his so-called pay-to-play documents, and we have a verbal understanding that his fees will be flat with the fees of the prior planner, Mike Bolin, who retired after 30 years with Lebanon Township. So that's resolution 1. Resolution 2 appoints our auditor for 2019. He has proposed to keep his fee flat with the prior year at $29,830, and therefore it would be resolved that Ardito and Company LLP, described herein, will be named the auditors for the township. Resolution 3, 2019, various professional services where we expect the amount of compensation will be under the bid threshold. This would be Martin Allen of DeFrancesco, Bateman, Coley, Yaspin, Kunzman, Davis, Lehrer, and Flaum as our tax appeal attorney for 2019, and he is keeping his rate flat. Steve Rogut of McCarthy Troy is hereby appointed as bond counsel for 2019. Those fees are also flat. Catherine Erickson is appointed as the Tewksbury Township, Lebanon Township Municipal Court Prosecuting Attorney. We have a shared service with Tewksbury for our municipal court. Excuse me. Caddy Wong Taylor is hereby appointed Tewksbury Township, Lebanon Township Alternate Municipal Court Prosecutor. Scott Mitzner is appointed Tewksbury Township, Lebanon Township Municipal Court Public Defender for 2019. Pamela Matthews of Van Cleef Engineering is appointed as our tax map maintenance engineer, and Darren Vogel is hereby appointed as our environmental engineering engineer licensed site remediation professional for 2019. Is there a motion to approve resolutions 1 through 3 or any discussion by the committee?
If there's no discussion, I'll make a motion to approve resolutions 01, 02, and 03, 2019, professional services.
Second it.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. On to more administrative issues. The next resolution for 2019, temporary municipal budget. This allows us to operate the township until a full budget is considered and approved later in, usually in the April time frame. This is a standard following state statute. So the temporary budget consists of 26.25% of the 2018 municipal budget. The operations part of that budget only, that budget was $4.823 million. So our temporary budget is $1.22266 million. Resolution 5 sets our annual meeting schedule. This will be, as in prior years, the first and third Wednesday of each and every month. Meetings start at 7 p.m. Resolution 6, 2019, designation of our official newspaper for public announcements. The Hunterdon Review and or Hunterdon County Democrat are designated as the official newspapers. Official notices may also be published in the Express Times, the Newark Star-Ledger, and the Courier News in order to meet time deadlines as they arise. Resolution 7, 2019, payment of taxes. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Township Committee that taxes shall be collected quarterly on February 1st, May 1st, August 1st, and November 1st of 2019, that interest will be charged at the rate of 8% per annum on the first $1,500 of delinquency and 18% per annum on any amount in excess of $1,500 calculated from the date the tax was payable. There will be a 10-day grace period after which unpaid taxes will be charged interest from the due date. If computed interest is under $1, there will be no charge. And further, if a tax delinquency is over $10,000 at the end of the year, an additional flat penalty of 6% per annum shall be imposed. Resolution 8, 2019, authorization to cancel property tax credits and delinquencies. This gives the tax collector authority to cancel any property tax credit or delinquency of less than $5 without further action on the part of the Township Committee. Resolution 9, 2018, authorization to file corrective appeals. This resolution allows the tax attorney for the Township of Lebanon to file corrective appeals with the Hunterdon County Tax Board of Taxation or County Board of Taxation. Resolution 10, 2019, authorization to sign documents. Be it resolved that the mayor or deputy mayor, township clerk or deputy clerk, and chief financial officer be authorized to sign documents on the township's behalf according to law. Resolution 11, 2019, authorization for the CFO to issue certain checks and remit payroll taxes. These specific checks are for state, county, and school remittances. And resolution number 12, 2019, designation of depositories. This resolution designates that PNC Bank, PPAC Gladstone Bank, TD Bank, and the New Jersey Cash Management Fund are hereby designated as the depository banks for the Township of Lebanon. Resolution 13, 2009, cash management plan. This designates the depositories being PPAC Gladstone Bank, PNC Bank, TD Bank, and any other federal or state bank in the state of New Jersey, that all funds shall be deposited within 48 hours of receipt, that investment instruments will consist of United States Treasury bonds, U.S. government agency bonds, and various CDs from our depository banks, and also certain bonding requirements stating that our chief financial officer, tax collector, and municipal clerk will be covered by surety bonds. Resolution 14-2019, return check fee. Be it resolved that a return check fee is set at $20 per check. Resolution 15, authorization of redemption. This authorizes the mayor and tax collector to be designated as the duly authorized individuals to endorse for cancellation of state of tax sale certificates. And Resolution 16-2019, this is a tonnage grant application resolution. Be it resolved that Lebanon Township hereby endorses the submission of the recycling tonnage grant application to the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection and designates Joanne Fasinelli to ensure that the application is properly filed. And a couple more. Resolution 17-2019, resolution authorizing the engagement of a municipal court administrator. The Township hereby ratifies the appointment of Julie Kozakowski as the certified court administrator for the year 2019. And the last one that I would put in this consolidated vote, Resolution 18-2019, this is the Governor's Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse Fiscal Grant Cycle. This authorizes the submission of a strategic plan for the Voorhees Municipal Alliance Grant for fiscal year 2020. In the amount of $22,852, with a cash match from the school of $5,713 and an in-kind contribution of $17,139. So, unless there's any discussion from the committee, the motion before us would be to approve.
I'll make the motion to approve Resolution 04-2019 to 18-2019.
I think it's 19-2019.
It's 18.
I stopped at 18.
Oh, you stopped at 18. Okay.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. The next few resolutions I'll take individually just to highlight them. So the next is Resolution 19-2019. This is a resolution supporting individual rights and affirming the protection of those rights. We introduced this resolution last year, emphasizing that the township wishes to express its support for all the rights of all people under the Declaration of Independence, the constitutions of the United States, and the state of New Jersey, and the laws passed pursuant to those constitutions. This resolution will be delivered to all of the volunteers and employees of the township to make sure that everyone understands that we do support individual rights in this township. Is there any discussion or a motion for Resolution 19-2019?
I'll make the motion for Resolution 19-2019.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is Resolution 20-2019, appointment of emergency management coordinator. Be it resolved by the Township Committee of the Township of Lebanon to appoint Joseph Maurizio to the position of emergency management coordinator for a three-year term beginning on January 1st, 2019 through December 31st, 2019. Joe has been deputy coordinator. I'm sorry, 21. Thank you. December 31st, 2021. Joe has been the deputy OEM coordinator for the last number of years, and he is succeeding Alan Gracie, who has asked not to be reappointed. Is there a motion or discussion for Resolution 20-2019?
Make that motion to approve Joe Maurizio on the Emergency Management Coordinator for a three-year term.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is a Resolution 21-2019. This is a new resolution for this year. Resolution authorizing approval of raffles to certain organizations pursuant to New Jersey Statute 58-51 and granting the municipal clerk authority to process raffle applications. Turns out you probably, people who follow our meetings, know that we get raffle applications. The committee has to approve these. That's just one step before they also get police approval and state approval. And for these organizations, in order to speed up their ability to move forward with their good causes and fundraising, this resolution specifically authorizes for the Voorhees Vikings Booster Club, St. John Neumann Church, Voorhees High School PTSO, Friends of Memorial Park, and the Highbridge PTO, which typically come before us to ask for such raffle applications, that the clerk does, we do, the clerk may approve the raffles for the above listed entities for 2019, and the clerk is hereby authorized to process these applications for raffles for the above listed entities. Any discussion, or is there a motion for Resolution 21-2019?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 21-2019, authorizing approval of raffles to certain organizationals pursuant to NJSA 5:8.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And lastly, in this section, Resolution 22-2019, this is a salary resolution for our supervisory and statutory employee salaries, specifically the position of township clerk, township collector, chief financial officer, and road supervisor. We're granting a 1.9% salary increase for each of those individuals through this resolution. Is there any discussion or a motion for Resolution 22-2019?
Make a motion to approve Resolution 22-2019.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And one other, what I'll call regular business, Resolution 23-2019, a person-to-person transfer of a liquor license. This is a transfer of a plenary retail consumption license number 1019-33-003-004. Heretofore issued to Stefano Della Torre Ragna, LLC, for the premises located at 2012 Route 31, otherwise known as Della Torre's Italian Restaurant, will now be transferred to Carlos Morales Guerra, El Patron Mexican Restaurant, LLC, at the same location. Is there any discussion or a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve a Resolution 23-2019 person-to-person transfer of liquor license.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Another piece of our normal reorganization is the calendar year 2019 ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriations limits and to establish a cap bank. This is a procedure allowed by state statute, providing flexibility for the township budget. It doesn't increase the budget, doesn't appropriate funds, but it allows us, if necessary, to increase our budget cap to 3.5%. And this is an introduction of this ordinance. The public hearing on this ordinance will be February 6, 2019. Is there a motion to introduce ordinance number 2019-01?
I'll make a motion to introduce ordinance number 2019-01 cap for the first reading. Public hearing to be held February 6, 2019.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Now we go through a long series of appointments of the employees, volunteers, and the like. The first are annual one-year appointments for the deputy clerk as Kimberly Jacobus, the assessment search officer as Karen Sandors, the municipal housing liaison as Gail Glashoff, the DPW supervisor as Warren Gabriel, the fire official as Gary Apgar, special police officer class 2, Alan Gracie. Our police matron is vacant. We have a female officer on the force, so there's no urgency for that position. The official tax searcher is Mary Highland. The issuer of subdivision certificates is Gail Glashoff. The state historian position is vacant. Our PERC witness for septic PERC tests is Joseph Modzelewski. Our PERC witness alternate is Kurt Hoffman. Our public agency compliance officer is Karen Sandors. Our OEM deputy is vacant at this point in time, but we'll be working with Joe to fill some OEM deputy positions. Our recycling coordinator is Joanne Fasinelli, and our recycling coordinator assistant is Jen Gibbous. Is there a motion from the board to endorse these appointments?
I'll make a motion to endorse the annual one-year appointments.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is the Board of Health. Here we just appoint the members of the Board of Health. I believe is scheduled for January 16th to have its reorganization meeting, where it will elect a chairman at that meeting. But the Board of Health will consist of this committee, so Thomas McKee, Brian Wunder, Mark Lall, myself, Mike Schmidt, Beverly Kohler, Dr. Nick Avalone, our tax assessor, Erica Brandmeier, and the board secretary, Karen Sandors. Let me continue on, and we'll consolidate, unless anyone at any point wants to stop and have a discussion. The Historians Committee, these are one-year terms. Since the appointments are Victor Hoffman, Nina Savoya, Susan Donovan, Eileen Libida, Chuck Spurl, Lori Hoffman, Maria Nacarado, Catherine Koch, and there is one vacancy on the Historians. The Library Commission is nominated to be Barbara O'Rourke, Jan Gibbous, Melanie Ryan, Debbie Bernardo, Dawn Peterson, Victor Hoffman, and there is one vacancy on the Library Committee. The Park Committee, again for one-year terms, appointed to be Eric Petrick, Kimberly Jacobus, Colette Ivanko, Greg Cahill, Charles Fortenbacher, Joanne Letters, Anthony Confortini, Douglas Springer, Michael Falconeri, and there are two vacancies on the Park Committee. Our Recycling Commission for a one-year term, Jan Gibbous is appointed, and there is one vacancy on the Recycling Committee. Our representative to the Solid Waste Advisory Committee is vacant. Turns out Lebanon Township doesn't have a solid waste need, so we don't focus on that since we're all on septics in this township. The Musconetcong River Management Council for a one-year term, Eric Henriksen as liaison, Nancy Lawler as alternate, and the Agriculture Advisory Committee, again for one-year term, Adam Ambielli, Al Nagy, and Gary Milkowski. Is there a vote from the committee to endorse the appointments just listed?
I'll make a motion to endorse the Board of Health members, the Historians, the Library Commission, the Parks Committee, the Recycling Commission, the representative to SWAC, the Musconetcong River Management Council, and the Ag Advisory Committee.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next are the planning board members, new members. First, the Class 1 member is the mayor or the mayor's designee, but I will plan to take that. Class 2 member, Adam Duckworth, for a term expiring December 2020. Class 4 appointment, Josh Rich, for a term expiring December 2022, and that will, through that full term, he will have 52 years of service on our township planning board. E.J. Skidmore, for a term expiring December of 2020 as alternate 1. Alternate 2 is an unexpired term, and now I go back to the Class 3 appointment. That's a member of this committee to be appointed, and I would nominate Brian Wunder to the committee if there's a second to that nomination.
I'll second.
And is there a roll call to endorse all of the planning board appointments and Brian Wunder?
You can start. Roll call.
Yes. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Next, Township Committee appointments for the Board of Adjustment. These individuals have been recommended by the Board of Adjustment as a Class 4 member, Abe Abukowski, for a term expiring December 2022. Class 4 alternate 1, Deborah Guevara, for an unexpired term expiring December of 2020. And there is a vacancy in the Class 4 alternate 2. Is there a motion to appoint these members to the planning board, the Board of Adjustment?
I'll make a motion to appoint the two members to the Board of Adjustments.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Now we have appointments to the Recreation Commission. The first appointment is Jill Davis to a 5-year term expiring December 2023, and there is one vacancy for the Recreation Commission. The Environmental and Open Space Commission, I would appoint Sharon Hardy as a 3-year term expiring December 2021, Nancy Lawler for a 3-year term also expiring December 2021, Marty Collette as alternate number 2 for a term expiring December 2020, and I would also appoint as chairman of the Environmental Open Space Commission, Adam Duckworth. That is, I'm told, a mayoral appointment. Is there a motion to endorse these appointments?
I'll make a motion to approve these appointments.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 And I will vote yes, except abstain on the vote for Sharon Hardy. Next will be the various committee liaison positions. At the end, I'll ask for a motion to endorse these positions as well. So for 2019, I will keep most of the positions I had last year, as will most of the positions. So I will be the liaison for administration and finance, the open space coordinator, liaison to the fire department. I will be the planning board class one member. I will be on the CWA contract subcommittee and the PBA contract subcommittee. Committeeman McKee will be liaison for legal matters, municipal court, the historians, the Council on Affordable Housing, Emergency Management / FEMA, and he's also on the CWA contract subcommittee. Committeewoman Kohler will be the liaison to the Department of Public Works, the Animal Control Liaison, liaison to local schools, the Park Committee, the Recreation Commission, the Library, and liaison to the Highlands Council. Committeeman Wunder has just been designated to the Planning Board as Class 3. He will also be liaison to the Zoning Officer, liaison to the Food Pantry, Veterans Haven Relocation Assistance Officer, Municipal Coordinator for Hunterdon County Senior Services, and Deputy Mayor Law will be the liaison for IT and social media, buildings and grounds improvements, the Environmental and Open Space Commission, the Fire Department LOSAP Length of Service Award Program, liaison to police, and the PBA contract subcommittee. So motion to endorse those liaison positions and roles.
I'll make a motion to endorse those positions and liaison positions.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we've got a couple of annual contracts with employees. The first is the zoning officer agreement. This will stipulate the employment terms for John Fleming as the township zoning officer. Next is an agreement for the township newsletter to be administered by Karen Newman for an amount not to exceed $2,400, and for an agreement with Karen Newman also to maintain the township website for an amount not to exceed $1,600. Is there a motion or any discussion, a motion to approve these three contracts?
I make a motion to approve the three contracts.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Under the topic other actions by the committee, we have the request from the clerk for IT equipment. I'll turn this over to Mark.
There's a line item. This is normally not doing business, but because of kind of stops business. The quote here is for replacing the routers and the switches, because when there was a power failure just recently right out front, it spiked the building and destroyed some of the products. So the $1,500 and $1,509 is to replace the router switches, and it's also upgrading it to a newer product, better security, I reviewed all the pricing, and the pricing is in line. This way we can get him going before the next meeting and hopefully get the internet and the network in here working again better.
So just to clarify,
It's just for the $1,509. The other is for managed network for maintenance. We're not dealing with that right now. We need more information from him as to what he's providing. So this is just on the hardware and getting the hardware set up in the building.
So is there a motion to approve the clerk's request for $1,509 for IT equipment?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we've got a couple of vouchers that need to be approved for business purposes. The first is a payment to the Lebanon Township Board of Education. As noted, the township collects the taxes and passes it on, so this is in the amount of $1,687,420. Also, for the Hunterdon Voorhees High School, the amount we paid to them for the January 2019 school tax, $963,947.83. And then a payment to Road Safety Systems. This is for the new guide rails that were installed on Hickory Run Road. This was done through a state Department of Transportation grant, but this check comes from the township then in the amount of $66,652. Any discussion, or is there a motion to approve the vouchers?
I'll make a motion to approve the vouchers.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And with that, we're to the point of opening the meeting to public comment. At this time, the public would be welcome to come up to the microphone to make comment on any topic they'd like. Is there a motion to open the meeting to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open the meeting to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. If anyone would like to make a public comment, if you could come up to the identify yourself, the road you live on, and
my name's Joe Maurizio. I live on Littlebrook Road, 406, member of the Zoning Board of Adjustment and now OEM coordinator. Regarding your new equipment, are you going to add surge protection at this point?
There is surge protection, but yes, it's part of the package.
I would hope so, since we lost it due to a circuit trade. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comments? Seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And with that, having no other business before the committee, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Thank you very much for attending, and we look forward to seeing you all at Onorosa Restaurant.
Oh, sure. You need to be 14.